today. Lena and I have been chatting it up already. We thought you were listening, but I had you all on hold. So welcome to Business Makeover 2014. This is your opportunity to make this year, our year, the best one yet. It takes 21 days to create a new habit, and we have 21 plus experts visiting with you every day. You get to listen in for free, to be inspired, to pick up a tip or two, and to change your life. This has certainly been a life-changing experience for me, and I'm so excited to introduce you to Lena West. Let me tell you a little bit about Lena. She's the leading expert on small business and how you can monetize your social media. She's the founder of InfluenceExpansion.com, home of the Influence Expansion Academy. It's the only social media mastermind program created specifically for small business owners. And she also created Social Media Liberation System, SMILES for short, that liberates business owners from the day-to-day social media nonsense and connects them with real business results. And I met Lena on a panel. I was sitting in the front row. Lena's on the panel. And when it comes to social media, I am a bit overwhelmed. You can see from my selection of experts for this summit, I chose several social media and online marketing experts to help me get my arms around this. I know you've got questions about it too. But when I listened to Lena speak, what really struck me about you, Miss Lena, is you keep it real, you like to make money, you like to reduce the amount of output and increase the amount of results, meaning you want to get a lot of bang for your buck. You want to monetize social media. So thank you for being on the call today.
Thank you for having me here, Ellen. I was very attracted to your money boa. As soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, who's that woman? I want a money boa.
I like costumes. I like costumes. So tell us a little bit about your story. You know, this whole event is about makeover. And social media is really fairly new, and I know you've been in marketing for a long time. So talk to me a little bit about your history and what makeover quantum leap breakthrough you had to make personally to embrace marketing in the digital age.
Absolutely. So I am like the queen of reinvention. I am like the Madonna of social media, of online marketing. I started this company in 97, so we're going on 16 years now. And when we first started, obviously, there was no social media. It just did not exist. And I started out, my background is in corporate IT. And I've always been a consultant. As soon as I got out of college, I've been a consultant. I've always worked for myself in some sort of either consulting or business owner type capacity. And so I started working with these major corporations in their IT department, and I realized that I didn't want to spend the rest of my life like this and working for one company on these long-term consulting assignments. I really wanted a variety, and I wanted to work with business owners. And so for some strange reason, I thought, I'm going to start a web design company, and I was horrible. We were horrible at that. We produced some of the worst designs. You know, it was just bad. It was just bad, bad, bad. And so I had to quickly, like, figure this out because I was like, look, I'm unemployable, basically. I've been working for myself for all these years as a consultant. I'm either going to go back into this high-paid, soul-sucking, corporate-level consulting deal, or I'm going to figure this out so that I can work for myself. And so I said, okay, I'm no good at web design. There's a complete difference between being able to create good design and recognizing good design. So I could recognize it, but we couldn't build it. So we had to get out of that. And around that time, our clients started asking us about the internet. Now, I said to myself, as a stopgap, I will take my corporate skill set, the corporate IT strategy, and I'll put it to work for small businesses. Well, yeah, that works if you can explain what you do, and that, as we know, is marketing, being able to explain what you do and having people understand what you do. I didn't know how to market myself at all. I didn't know how to tell people why they should work with me, what they needed to do when working with me, and as a result, the IT strategy business fell flat. And I said, I'm sick of this happening to me. I'm going to educate myself about marketing. And I had a couple clients that were still kind of hanging on. We were doing good work for them, and we liked working with them. They liked working with us. And as I started educating myself about marketing, my clients started to notice that I was marketing myself differently. And they started saying, what are you doing? How are you doing it? And will you do it for us? And then when social media came along, it was just the next step in the reinvention evolution.
Let me underline a couple things. One is that I love it that experts all along this program have been willing to be candid about their failures. It isn't always smooth sailing, is it?
No way. I'm going to show you one day, Ellen. We're going to have a laugh of some of the web designs. I still have screenshots. You're going to love it. It's funny.
But you know, you went out there and you tried stuff, and then you were willing to say, you know what, I'm not very good at this. Why don't I try something else? What is it that I am good at? And very importantly, how do I communicate that to people? Your evolution is certainly similar to mine in so many ways, and I think this is going to resonate with folks who are listening in. By the way, as we go today, this is a live call. You can ask questions. If you are watching on the webcast, you can type your question in, and I'll pay attention to the question box. And if you are listening in on your phone, you can press *2, and I can open up your phone line. This is kind of exciting. You know, I told you we'd try some new things, and that's we've been a little nervous about going live today, and with good cause, because I've already had a technical issue. But let's get back into it. So, Lena, as you started to figure out marketing and social media, tell us your evolution now. What happened next?
So, we started doing a lot of online marketing. So this is, you know, really kind of pre-social media. Clients were like, hey, can you help us get our newsletters out on time? Can you help us manage our Google AdWords campaigns, et cetera, et cetera? And as we started to do those things, we started to get more and more questions about doing those things for our clients. And then when social media came along, it was like a perfect storm. Because what happened about 5 or 6 years ago with social media is, number one, we all went mobile. Like, everybody's got a daggone smartphone, and they're walking around, and they've got these handheld computers, essentially, and they can run their businesses from wherever they are. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, well, actually, the first thing that happened was we had broadband. We all got broadband. We were all on broadband, you know. I think I know one person still who's on dial-up, if you can believe that.
We all have that one friend.
Exactly.
That one holdout.
Exactly. So, you know, we're now, first we all went on broadband, and it was just commonplace now. Most households have some sort of broadband connection. Then we all went mobile. Everyone's got these handheld computers. And then what happened was,